The political world got a little darker and very sad when one of the finest members of the Washington State Senate, Doug Erickson, Whatcom County, we had him on the show a bunch of times over the years, died entirely too early, 35 years too early. Dead at the age of 52, he had been battling the coronavirus. A family has not disclosed if that was the cause of death, but he had been ailing for a while. Doug Erickson was one of the leading conservative members of the state Senate and also one of the smartest political strategic thinkers in Washington State. I mean, this guy really knew politics. And since being elected to the state house before he was 30, all the way up until we lost him over the weekend, Doug Erickson left a substantial footprint here in Washington State. Here to remember him for a moment is the leader of the Senate Republicans, Senator John Braun. Another great guy and a great senator from Lewis County. That's down in Centralia, Chehalis. Hello, Senator Braun. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. I'm doing as well as you might expect under the circumstances. But as you say, things get better from here because we get more light every day.
So tell our listeners what they may not have read, what they may not have heard about Doug Erickson that you saw over the many years of working with him on a day-by-day basis.
I'd be happy to. And as you say, this is a very tough loss for the state Senate. Doug was bright, articulate, way too young to pass from us. But what people, and because he was so good, he was often villainized by by the kind of mainstream media. But Doug was very thoughtful, very pragmatic. He was very principled, and he led with those principles in a way that anyone that's seen him speak in defense or opposition to a bill in Florida Senate can't help but be impressed, you know, regardless of their political persuasion. But what people don't understand is that when the other side sees someone of that ability, they immediately want to, you know, want to go after him. But Doug was just smart and thoughtful in every way, and he was trying to solve real problems. You know, he often worked in the environmental space, as you know, and people would villainize him because what he led on these issues, but he wouldn't embrace the authoritarian kind of government-driven policies of the left. He proposed policies that would get after the problem in a way that trusted people, that trusted markets, that used government in a sparing way where it made the most sense to invest in hard projects. For example, he led investment to reduce Superfund sites, not just talk about them, not just create more organizations to discuss them, but actually fund cleaning them up and making them better for the people of the state of Washington. That was Doug. That was Doug just getting after the core problem and going after it in a way that made sense and trusted people to do the right thing and used government sparingly where it made the most sense.
Good point on two facets here. The first is that Doug was someone who was a problem solver, and he would say, look, you know, you have this environmental challenge. You don't have to use more government. You don't have to use higher taxes. You don't have to create more regulations. You can use incentives. You can actually use property rights to improve the environment. You can actually use innovation and technology. They are your friends here. And, of course, if it didn't grow the government and in any way embraced technology, the environmental left would instinctively oppose it. And so it was always uphill for Doug on those issues. The second thing that you touched on, very correct. We were just talking, Senator Braun, about Joe Manchin and how when he clearly, definitively made it obvious that over the weekend said, look, I've been trying to negotiate. I've been doing so in good faith. We're not going to get there. The chasm is too large between myself and the White House, and so I'm declaring myself against the bill. He was immediately, as you put it, villainized. Now, they didn't say, oh, we think he's wrong. They said, oh, he's a liar. Oh, he doesn't care about poor people. He didn't care about his own constituents who are in need. I mean, it got very personal very quickly. The political left does this. They personalize political differences, Senator Braun.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And no one took that assault more than Doug, because, you know, they see someone who doesn't agree with them with that kind of talent, they just turn the volume up. And Doug, but the other thing I would say there is Doug managed that with a grace I don't think everybody understood. I mean, he was constantly under attack, and he would, you never see him speak. He didn't speak with anger or with any kind of, animosity. He spoke with passion, certainly, but also in a way that was calm and invited cooperation, but also would not tolerate hypocrisy, where you say you want one thing, but you only want it if it's your way. He had no patience for that.
The reason why Doug Erickson rarely gave an angry speech is that Senator Doug Erickson was not an angry man.
That's right.
And it came through. You know, he actually a good, pretty good humored guy, you know, at that. And who do you see taking his place? Because I viewed John, I viewed Doug Erickson as one of the leading Senate conservatives. Who steps up to that role now?
Yeah, I'd be careful. I don't want to put anybody on the spot. I think we have a number of members of the Senate who have ability, but, you know, Doug's a tough person to replace. I think that will take a while to take shape, but I think those who worked with him certainly have a great role model to learn from. There's still, I can tell you, I personally learned a great, I sat beside Doug for 4 years of the last five, and every day working with him, I would learn something new.
Yeah.
I think many of us have done that. So I don't want to put anybody in the spot and say, you're the next
Doug
Erickson.
Okay, fair enough.
That's an awfully tall burden, but we will certainly do our best. I mean, Doug deserves that.